Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Always fun to talk to our friend in the desert, Mike Palm. And Mike Palm joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, aturo.com. Mike, good morning. How you doing?
Behold, unto you on this day is born in the city of Chicago a new pope, and he shall be called Leo the 14th.
I got to tell you,
the pope.
We have been talking about it all morning, and people are kind of getting tired of it, I think, but I will never get tired of this. The pope is from the south side
of
Chicago.
Who's tired of it?
I don't, I'm just
nobody's
saying.
Nobody's tired of it.
Texters.
Don't pay attention to people the texters.
They say things like, you don't know hockey. Don't talk hockey. Talk hockey. And then they say,
don't, you don't know Pope.
You don't know the Pope.
Don't talk Pope.
Don't talk Pope.
Talk more Pope.
No, we are delighted. I can't even tell you how happy I am about a Southsider seminarian winding up as the Pope. I know guys like that. I went to school with a bunch of them. It is absolutely phenomenal. It feels like Chicago has been blessed because we're walking in the footsteps of giants, for God's sakes. This is incredible.
It's really amazing. I just was blown away by it yesterday. 66-1 on the board. Really a rank outsider. Only a Cardinal for 2 years. Cardinal Prevost. I went with Asia. I really thought Philippines or Sri Lanka.
Yes.
Code mission Ram of God. But that got shut down. So, I mean, it's the greatest day of the church's modern existence, I think, since the Berlin Wall came down, which was in large part to John Paul II, of course, and Reagan and Thatcher. But I think everybody in the city of Chicago has to just be walking on clouds today.
Well, the real question then becomes, Mike, since he is a Sox fan, what that did to the movement on the lines of Sox over-under victories this year.
Yeah, and not only God could save the White Sox. I mean, in the wake of the news, they couldn't score a run yesterday. So, I mean, the only saving grace for the Sox is that there are the Colorado Rockies.
Well, as a former seminarian yourself, I was trying to explain this idea that a pope from America, I never thought I would see that in my lifetime. I never thought we would see a U.S. pope, period, end of story.
But if you go back, Smalley, we never thought we'd see a non-Italian, and then there was a Polish. We'd see someone from outside of Europe, and then we had from South America, Pope Francis. So, I mean, we grew up in the era of Cardinal Bernardine, and so Chicago has really been blessed by great leaders.
Yes.
And what a day this is.
A 66-1 shot. What's the sports equivalent of that?
I'm trying to think of something like that. Maybe that's a little bit too long. Maybe something like the New England Patriots would win the Super Bowl this year. I'm just trying to come in at 75-100 to one range. The really longest shots are, 100, 200 to one. But I'm trying to come in that range somewhere like that.
Oh my gosh. Hey, Mike, so just on the way out here, what sport is generating more interest? Is it the NHL or the NBA? And is the upsets or the late kind of action, is that helping or hurting?
The upsets help because the series take on deeper meaning the longer they go. And just like the regular season, the NBA writes 2-1 on the NHL. Not by my betting dollar, but that's just the way it is. I think it's more of a niche audience still, NHL okay. bettors.
Great stuff, Mike. Congratulations on all the joys of the
day. Have a great weekend.
Yeah.
Thank you. Congratulations to Chicago. Thanks, guys.
God bless you. That is Mike Palm, our man in Vegas. How about Mike? He's a former seminarian from Iowa who went to Notre Dame, who's like one of the few Catholics in Vegas. And we get a chance to buy. It's just extraordinary. Great stuff for a lot of different people. We're